Falling Through Time, written by Nancy Scanlon and read by Jane Jacobs.
11 years earlier. Shrimp. No matter what the bride called it, coral for the record, Gwendolyn Allen's bridesmaid dress was the color of cooked shrimp. With her mass of flaming red hair, Gwen thought she rather looked like a crustacean on fire. Looking at the nine other bridesmaids, Gwen felt a flash of camaraderie. Shrimp wasn't anyone's color. The wedding reception was one of the biggest parties to hit Boston in years. People magazine won exclusive photography rights for the event, but the entertainment shows had reporters there too. Gwen's cousin, Kristen Bouchemont, was kind of a big deal. The most famous socialite on the East Coast was finally getting married, and Gwen herself was still surprised. Looking at the bride and groom, there wasn't any doubt in her mind that the union was a true one. For the first time in her life, Kristen looked really happy. "Gwendolyn, stand up a bit taller. Look at all the potential husbands here," her mother whispered urgently. "Mom," Gwen warned. She always wondered how her mother managed to sneak up on her like a matchmaking ninja. Was it something that happened when one became a mother? Or was it a special talent possessed only by Bev Allen? "Oh, stop," Bev whispered. She gave a blinding smile to a passing guest wearing a Rolex on each wrist. Only through years of training did Gwen manage not to roll her eyes. "Look at Kristen's glow," Bev continued. She smiled fondly at her only child. "I want that for you. Just pinch some color into those cheeks." She helpfully did it for Gwen, despite Gwen's attempt to wave her off. "And smile a little. You have the prettiest smile, sweetheart. Your father and I want to introduce you to some of the politicians in attendance." "I'm 21, Mom. I have zero interest in marriage. Or in any senator at all, thanks," she added silently. "Don't count these men out just yet, dear. There are some future presidential prospects here tonight." "Seriously, Mom, please don't. I have so much on my plate at college right now." Gwen looked around in a panic. Her mom was desperate to see her married to the most promising candidate she could find, and in a room full of almost 500 guests, most with major political ties, Gwen was beginning to feel faint. And not in the romantic, heart-fluttering, swept-off-her-feet way. Her mother was a matchmaking force of the worst kind, and Gwen's usual defense was to escape her presence. But for the moment, she was stuck. Good manners rooted her to the spot. So many people were always watching them. Everyone expected Gwen, as the heiress to the Allen fortune, to marry well, and soon. And her parents expected to decide her future for her. As her best friend Eleanor always said, it was like a living nightmare from those Regency romance books they both loved. Bev gave a derisive snort. "I am thrilled you're taking your education seriously, Gwendolyn. I am. That is important. But marriage is more so. Making the right connections is a good place to start, and this event is the perfect opportunity for you to—" "Oh, hello, Edward." With her mother's attention now locked on one of the congressmen in attendance, Gwen slipped out of the ballroom. She glanced down a long hallway and saw an exit sign. She hurried toward it and pulled the door open. Perfect. A cool, empty hotel staircase. She let the heavy door close behind her, and with it came a welcome silence. She sighed, but nearly jumped out of her skin when a man peered up the stairs at her from the landing below.
"You followed me. I knew you would."
She tried to remember the man, but she couldn't.